to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My son bought a jersey from Aaron Hernandez, one of his favorite players, a while ago. And it was hard telling him why we had to exchange the jersey.
I'm planning to get a shirt about Vince Wilfork.
And I support the Patriots, and if they want everyone to do it, might as well get Gronk.
I was a big fan, ever since his rookie year, I was a big fan. And then everything happened, and I was hoping to figure out a way to get rid of the jerseys, and then they offered the exchange, and I said, great.
I mean, I think it's a great thing the Patriots and the NFL are doing to try to show people how much they are against violence and anything like that.
There are some the New England Patriots fans weighing in on the team's offer to exchange new jerseys to replace any with Aaron Hernandez's name and number on them. That brings us around to the focus of number 10 of this week's countdown. It's the Aaron Hernandez case. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our weekly Talk Radio Countdown show. And the week happens to be the one that ends on Friday, the 12th of July. Time to go through the top 10 hits in talk radio from this past week, as determined by the folks at talkers.com. Boston court cases are the number 9 item on the countdown, the Whitey Bulger trial and the arraignment of the Boston bombing suspect. Host Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talked to Howie Carr, who's a Boston host, about the latest on the mob trial of Whitey Bulger.
Can you tell us, before we get to the Whitey Bulger trial, did you have any chance to see what was going on with the Boston bombing suspect there, or was that kind of peripheral to what you were doing?
Well, I saw the vans. I was counting them as I was going into the Herald. How many there were. At pretty very early 7 o'clock, and there had to be close to 20 live vans. There were all sorts of people there. And, I know that a lot has been made about these protesters. Free Joker protesters and free Zocar, and it's racist. Hey, I can't believe he's from the Caucasus region of Russia, and that's where the word Caucasian comes from, and yet somehow it's racist to arrest this guy. I don't get it. He's white, but anyway, but there are only about no more than 10 of those people around. It was just that there were so many reporters that they needed something to focus on, especially before the Joker arrived. So that's why that it may have seemed like there were more than there were.
The Whitey Bulger trial. Tell us what happened, how we and where we are there.
Well, it was I thought it was going to be a pretty boring day. They had a forensic anthropologist on, which means that she digs up bones from crime scenes and does work on determining how they died, et cetera, what methods were used. And I thought it was going to be very boring and dry, but it was pretty disturbing. I mean, we've all seen skeletons, in class or on TV, but they're all just put back together. But when you see a pile of bones, that are just pulled out of a grave, and this really was a shallow grave, only 2.5 feet, they threw 3 skeletons in there, and then they also found in the shallow grave a piece of rope, which is apparently one of the murder weapons that Whitey used to kill at least one of these people. I mean, it was much more affecting than I thought it would be. Horrifying, really, to see it. And then of course, Micah, I have a whole bit about Stephen Plenty and the dental procedures.
Yes.
In my show, Evening of Crime, but they showed all these skulls, and all the skulls had their teeth ripped out, and they were just like halfway ripped out. And, the anthropologist was going on about how judging from the looks of everything, the teeth had been ripped out just after death. Yeah, it was pretty bad. And then they showed there was another skull. Another body they brought out from one of the guys Whitey shot that they buried down on a beach. And apparently, Whitey, when he was walking that beach, he'd always say, "Drink up, Polly," because the waves would be lapping up where he was buried. And the woman said, when we found his bones, they were the texture of wet cardboard or rotten wood.
Eesh.
Wow. Whitey is just like, not even paying attention. At least when Kevin Weeks was calling for a rat, he was ready with a rapid response, but he removes himself, mentally from the courtroom when this stuff is going on.
Up next, the NSA, Elliot Spitzer, and student loan rates. They will be the items that we take up next here on our weekly review of what's going on in the world of talk radio.
More of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value In's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvaluein.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value In.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, number 8 on the countdown, the NSA surveillance saga. My God, is this thing ever going to end? From our countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska, host Gary Saddlemeyer talks to former Congressman Ernie Ishtook, and the focus is Louis Free, who is the former director of the FBI. Free said that Edward Snowden had plenty of options at his disposal rather than just leave the country and dump all this information elsewhere.
If Snowden felt like he had to do that, he said there are all kinds of internal reporting processes in place.
Aspect of his comment. The reporting process is in place. This is my concern. I mean, I'm not trying to defend Snowden, but we've got a serious problem with the efforts of people to keep too much secret. This is not a question about whether there are some legitimate reasons to keep some things secret, but it has gone too far with things being overclassified too often in the name of protecting public officials or people in public office from embarrassment. And I would love to see the New York Times over the weekend claims that there's been more than a dozen rulings, all classified. We can't rule them. No. Can't read them, you know, long ones, that have been expanding what the court has said is the authority of the National Security Agency. And the person that wrote the underlying law, the Patriot Act, Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin,
right,
has been out saying to anybody who will listen that they have gone far beyond the original intent of the law, and they are keeping things secret that were not intended to be kept secret, and that they are expanding beyond the power given by Congress in this. And that troubles me. It troubles me a lot. And for some people, whether it be Louis Free or others, to try to reassure us, that's okay, we've got smart people in charge who know what they're doing, ignores the fact that we've got a lot of smart people all around the country, not all of whom are in public office.
Right.
I'm just troubled by this. I'm not jumping to conclusions, but when you create areas of secrecy, who's watching the watchers?
Item at number 7 this week, Elliot Spitzer's return to politics. Host Gene Valenchenti talking to Daryl West here, who's from the Brookings Institute, about Spitzer and others who have decided to go back into politics after their lives were upended by scandals.
You know, some of these politicians, I think they need an Evergreen Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. They didn't rest enough. They want to get right back in the action.
Some of them certainly would do it. The big question is whether voters are going to go 3 for 3 on redemption. Mark Sanford was made it back to Congress.
Yep.
Now Anthony Weiner is trying to become mayor of New York City, and Elliot Spitzer announced he's running for controller.
And, hey, in Texas, Rick Perry, he may take another shot at running for president.
He could. He did announce yesterday that he's not going to seek re-election. I'd be surprised if he ran for president just because his last try was so disastrous and he had difficulty answering basic questions.
All right. Now, it seems to me years ago, guys would have never recovered from the Spitzer scandal with the hookers down in Washington or the Wiener scandal from taking crazy pictures of himself and sending them to women. And yet what happens? Have we all changed? Is, like, forgiveness the mantra?
It's the Oprah era. What these people do is they have a scandal, then they go on TV, they apologize, they ask for forgiveness, and shortly they are able to reemerge onto the public scene. So it basically tells us a lot about our popular culture today and also our political situation.
Or it could be that also the voters like the job they did as governor. Spitzer was pretty powerful. He stood up to Wall Street. He got a lot done in New York. And Weiner was pretty effective, despite the oddities of his life.
Absolutely. If people are seen as doing a good job, people will overlook a lot of personal indiscretions. And in the case of Spitzer, you know, one of the good things that happened for him yesterday is a billionaire said he's very upset that Spitzer is running. He's thinking about running or ads against him. You know, this is perfect for Spitzer because it sets him up to run against the establishment.
Student loan rate legislation, number 6 on the countdown. Here's host Steve Fermier talking to Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, who says Congress needs to get at it, needs to act quickly to do something about student loan rates, which, as you may know, doubled the first of the month when Congress previously failed to do anything at all to fix that problem.
I understand there is a new move afoot to reconsider legislation that would reduce the interest rate on those 6.8% subsidized federal student loans. What kind of timeline are we looking at here?
Oh, we really need to act quickly. The interest rates on student loans doubled as of July 1st, which creates an additional burden on families to be able to afford a college education. The rate had been 3.4%. It went up to 6.8%. So we are struggling right now to find a common agreement between the Democrats and Republicans to prevent this increase from going into effect. Student loans are now more than $1 trillion being held up by American families, and it really is extremely important that we get this fixed as quickly as possible.
Well, was it fair for House Leader Boehner and other Republicans to blame Democrats for the failure to prevent that rate from doubling on Monday?
I don't think that was fair at all. I mean, quite frankly, we have suggested several ways that we could prevent that increase from taking effect. The Republicans are demanding that there be no cap on the interest charges, and that is unacceptable because we expect that those rates would go up to an unaffordable rate for too many American families. This is about educating our workforce, educating Americans, and we really should understand that the cost is just prohibitive for many families.
I guess part of the problem is even if something gets through the Senate, there's always the House. What's your assessment of the possible success of this as students are waiting to see what's going to happen when they have to go for their loans?
Well, I do think we have a way that we could extend the lower rate, 3.4%, for an additional year until we can pass the Education Reauthorization Act, where we really should take this up in context to higher education generally. I would hope that would be agreeable to both Democrats and Republicans so that our students aren't suffering as we try to figure out a way to deal with this.
Up next, a focus on Obamacare and Egypt when the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves into the next year.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909.
As we continue focusing on the world of News Talk Radio, this is the Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here at number five on this week's Countdown, the continuing focus on Obamacare. Will we ever give up on this? Here's radio personality Kevin Meeks talking to Congressman Bill Cassidy of Louisiana about the announced delay, the recently announced delay for Obamacare.
I know that you're talking about how Obama, so-called Obamacare, is already failing, and I'm guessing this has something to do with the delay in the employer mandate.
Actually, that is just the latest thing.
Okay.
Let's kind of start at the beginning. When it was passed, it was said that you can keep your insurance if you like it. That's not happening. It was said that your premium costs would decrease by $2,500 per year. They've actually increased by over $2,500 per year for a family. It was supposed to help the economy. You know, the latest job numbers show that there's 56,000 fewer full-time jobs than there were than at the beginning of the quarter, at the month. And that's a trend where we have fewer and fewer full-time jobs. If you go on Gallup, they will talk about how many more people are looking for or only part-time employed. And that's a direct response to the president's health care law, which penalizes employers if they have full-time employees and allows them to evade penalty if they're down to the part-time employees. And I think that's what's led to the latest thing, which shows that the bureaucracy cannot implement the program. It's been a bad deal for the American people.
The number four item on the countdown is what's going on in Egypt. Talk host Jane Foy here with CBS Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian. They talk about the report things in Egypt are improving after the military takeover, which was pretty violent.
This is not a country where the military takes over, even if Congress does really, really bonehead things. Not the case in Egypt, where the military did take over, but we're getting reports now that since their takeover, life has gotten a little better for Egyptians.
Yes, Jane, I think the country was on the brink. It was obviously not a great thing to overthrow an elected president, but the options were very bad, and the elected president was not getting along with the opposition, so people were quarreling. They still are quarreling, and Egyptians like to quarrel. I don't think that's not in question. But as far as the operations of the country go day to day, you need a working central bank. You need people to have jobs. You need a currency that's strong, and you need a military that's there to prevent violence in the streets. Now, when you have an opposition group, or even if you want to call it the group in power, Mr. Morsi's people, the Muslim Brotherhood, their leader went up to the podium on Friday and he started calling on his supporters to go out there and go get him. I mean, he didn't use the word violence, but if you listened to his words and you looked at his eyes, you could clearly understand what he meant. People are suggesting that perhaps this is a great conspiracy and that people in the state wanted to sabotage the Muslim Brotherhood by not having gasoline available, by not providing electricity. Certainly there is possibility that there's a bit of bad will there, but overall, subsidized gasoline has to come from somewhere. Now the Gulf states are saying they're going to provide it. They're offering $12 billion, not the $8 we talked about yesterday.
Wow.
They don't want Mr. Morsi. Not only do the Egyptian people, I would say, in the majority not want Mr. Morsi, but neither do the Gulf states. So it is their right to give money as they see fit. I mean, if they wanted to starve Egypt of gifts, you're not obligated to give a gift to anyone.
Egypt, fourth most talked about item this week on our countdown. Let's go back to the bottom of the list and recap. Aaron Hernandez, number 10. Two other Boston trials, Whitey Bulger and the Boston Bomber, number 9. The NSA surveillance situation continuing to be the focus. That's at number 8. Elliot Spitzer trying to get back into New York City politics, number 7. Student loan rate legislation, number 6. Obamacare is number 5, Egypt number 4. So, numbers 3, 2, and 1, as luck would have it, are coming along next as the Talk Radio Countdown show. We'll get to the big deals.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. MicroPlant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen, back with the Talk Radio Review. Week ending Friday the 12th, remember, is where we are. And we're at number three, actually. The Asiana Airline crash landing. Hosts Chad Hartman, Aaron Carter, and Dan Cook talk about how a lot of people, including the three of them, were initially taking shots at the passengers for grabbing their luggage before exiting the plane until it was revealed the flight crew wouldn't let them evacuate for a couple of minutes anyway.
We talk about how stunned we were when we saw these photos, Adam, of folks leaving the plane crash in San Francisco with their duty-free bags. Yes, the plane has crashed. Yes, there's a fire. But I'll tell you what, that vodka you got...
I saved a heck of a lot of this vodka. I am taking it with me.
But that information came out late yesterday. Passengers on the flight were told to remain in their seats, with the evacuation beginning after a flight attendant spotted a flame outside. The NTS board chairwoman said the investigators Tuesday interviewed six of the 12 flight attendants. Their specific interest was, should we evacuate? The flight crew told the attendant not to initiate evacuation, saying that they were in communication with the air traffic controllers. The lead attendant made an announcement over the public address system. For passengers, stay in their seats and do not evacuate. Another attendant located further back on the left side saw fire outside. He sent another attendant to the cabin to notify the flight crew. Based on video evidence, about 90 seconds after the plane stopped, an evacuation slide was deployed. I guess part of the issue, Adam, is the flight crew has one view, right? They're up there at the cockpit. They're trying to see where they can go. What is going on? Because if you're going to have everybody deploy out, let's say, the left side, and that's right where the fire is, you have to make that assessment as quickly as you can.
I guess. I just don't understand why you would not want to evacuate ASAP.
And were they worried that they would be like, they'd open the doors, they'd be sliding into
that's
fire?
It.
And
That's the only explanation. Thanks, Dan. Right? Because I'm totally with you, Adam. You are in the rarest of rare situations. A plane of this side has crashed. Part of the back of the plane has been seared off. And your first thought is, we have to get off. The flight crew has to make the decision, okay, I can only see here. I mean, what technology do they have in front of them to say, okay, we can go to the left, we can't go to the right? And that's maybe where the tower has to step in and say, you need to go off the left and you need to go right now. And What are people thinking as they're sitting there in their seats, in shock, in a lot of pain? Some of these folks, some of them sadly paralyzed and burned, and they're saying, do not evacuate yet? Who's listening at that point?
Talk host Ro Khan with ABC News aviation analyst John Nance about pilot error being the obvious cause here of this crash.
In any kind of crash, there's all kinds of factors. It's a cascade of events. That's the expression that they use, cascade of events. And what I think is so interesting about this is that pilot error seems to be chief among the reasons here, at least initially in the initial investigation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. There are times when I put a lot of caution on the use of the term pilot error, but I don't know how else we can dance around that on this one. We've got four qualified pilots in the cockpit of this airplane, and they let it get too low, and they sit there and let it decay in airspeed almost 31 knots under what we call marker speed or bug speed, which is what you should maintain for approach on a clear day with absolutely no involvement of the instrumentation as far as the ILS or instrument approach system. And it would be, in effect, inexplicable, except that we have to find the explanations for what they were thinking, what they were doing, whether they were communicating, and what they were relying on. And therein may lie the tale.
And the question now is, how does a guy on his first approach ever into San Francisco, which can be startlingly beautiful, right? Isn't that part of the problem here, John? That as they're approaching, there's a lot of ways to get distracted in, you know, clear skies over San Francisco your first time in. How does a guy, with all the stuff on board a 777 that is supposed to tell you this, there is going to be an audible announce from an automated system in that cockpit that's going to tell them that they are sinking too quickly, that they are at stall speed, that, I mean, all of that should be very clear to them.
Well, this is part of the puzzle, and I would certainly hope that they weren't so busy looking outside that they could take care of business. By the same token, you're right, it is beautiful going out there, but it was a clear blue sky day, and a pilot that can't land an airplane on a clear blue sky day with no wind should not be a pilot. So we know that they were better than that. The question is, why did they get so distracted? And one of the things that probably you're going to hear in the next briefing from the NTSB, I'm speculating, but I'm pretty sure this is going to be the case, is that the pilots were relying on the auto thrust or auto throttle system to maintain their airspeed, and that over-reliance meant that they weren't even checking it. Now, there were a lot of clues that they had to ignore, including the fact that the airplane's nose had to be canted further up and up. In other words, they had to keep pulling on the yoke. The airspeed indication was going down. But, you see, too often in these highly automated airplanes, we have folks, not just overseas, who rely too heavily on the automation. And sometimes that can bite you, like it did in a 737 crash in Amsterdam about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, so where does that lead us? Number two is up next, the George Zimmerman trial. We haven't had enough of that. Yeah, we have. It's been put to bed. So we'll talk about what happened this week next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10, feel the heal.
The show that focuses on the issues on the News Talk radio stations around the country. I'm Doug Steffen at number 2 on the countdown, the Zimmerman trial. Host John and Ken talking about the option the jury has to find Zimmerman guilty of manslaughter instead of second-degree murder.
This jury could pick manslaughter, but under Florida law, that was always an option. In fact, the defense tried to get the judge to not make it an option, but she's let it continue to be an option for the jury. So it's not breaking news or surprising news or a twist.
It wasn't publicized.
No,
yet. It wasn't publicized, but that's the law. And manslaughter charges in some states, you know, are pretty cheap. End up getting 5 years, and then you're out early. But potentially, it's a 30-year sentence. Obviously, it's up to the judge's discretion.
Yeah, it's something to do with a special finding. You can get 30 years if the jury decides that a special finding such as a gun was an essential element to the crime.
Well,
if not, it'd be 10 to 15 years.
I believe we do have a special finding here, right? The gun was an essential element to the crime.
In a shooting death, it would appear to be the case.
Right, so I think that would qualify. Also,
he could be acquitted. So we really just have three things going on. Is it going to be second degree? Is it going to be manslaughter? Is it going to be goodbye, not guilty? That's it.
There's also some kind of child abuse.
Again, it's only 6 jurors.
There's some kind of wacky child abuse charge that they threw in there.
Did they go with the third degree, which deals with child?
Or then they threw out the third degree. Is that what the child abuse was, the third degree?
That is what it was.
All right. I read that they threw that out, so never mind.
Oh, they did? Okay, because I heard this morning that one of Zimmerman's defense attorneys almost had a stroke in the courtroom, that the judge would allow that.
I don't know what that's about. We've got a murder here. There's no need to get into esoteric charges.
No, because Trayvon was 17, but to twist this into child abuse, it's kind of silly.
Let's go back to murder and manslaughter here.
Yeah, and it's 6 women, just so you're clear on that. That's the jury here, just 6 women. And that's they're going to decide Zimmerman's fate. Something tells me it's going to take him a while.
Yeah, I wonder what the dynamic is when you have 6 people arguing instead of 12. Does it take half as long?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, I'm going to be intuitive. I think they're going to decide quicker than we think, and they're going to pick manslaughter. Because that seems to be the middle.
That seems like it fits.
The way out. Because you know what this is? Nobody was there besides Zimmerman and the poor dead kid. So we don't really know what happened. There's no clear video. There's just this 911 call. It's just not enough for them to really get a grip on believing, beyond a shadow of a doubt or reasonable doubt, what happened. But, as you like to point out, John, Trayvon's dead. And Zimmerman shot him.
You have to do
so,
this.
So, this seems to be the middle. I think that's where it's going to go.
That's why I find this case so bizarre. Is like, we know he did it. He said he did it. And clearly he had no reason to do it if he just, like, minded his own business and sat in his stupid car.
Yeah, but let me
be
clear about this.
I've never seen somebody go out of their way to cause trouble and have so many people defending him. I don't get it.
From Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Rick Jensen here talking to Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch learned that the Department of Justice was involved with protests early on so they could force Florida to arrest Zimmerman and try him for the murder of Trayvon Martin.
From the beginning, you file for these documents. Tell my listeners what you got and what they mean.
Sure. We filed a request, public records request, at the federal, state, and even the city level in Florida, looking for records and documentation about what the Department of Justice's role was in Sanford, Florida, concerning this whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman incident. We uncovered documents concerning something called the Community Relations Service, which is a branch or an arm of the Justice Department. Its stated mission is to sort of calm or soothe racially tense ethnic problems where there's instability, where there's going to be possible, you know, violence or rioting, that kind of thing, any kind of civil disorder. What we found, though, is more disturbing. What we found was an organization that was actively involved in managing, coaching, enabling, supporting groups that were putting enormous pressure on the Stanford Chief of Police, Bill Lee, the guy who eventually resigned, and really tried to compel charges being brought against Zimmerman.
Tell my listeners about the protesters from Daytona Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Being brought into Sanford.
So there's a group of college students from Daytona Beach who call themselves the Dream Defenders. And these Dream Defenders, the Department of Justice went out and arranged a 40-mile police escort for these students to come from Daytona Beach up into Sanford. They were imported protesters who organized rallies and protests and at one point blockaded the police department in Sanford and demanded that the chief of police, a guy named Bill Lee, either resign or be fired. And eventually he did resign under enormous pressure. This guy gave an interview, I think, on CNN, talking about the pressure that he was under, where the city manager was walking into his office saying, are you going to arrest somebody? Are you going to arrest somebody now? You have to arrest somebody. They were so anxious to bring charges and to take action.
Host John McConnell here, talking to one of his callers. The caller says this entire situation would have turned out differently if Zimmerman had identified himself to Trayvon Martin as a member of the Neighborhood Watch Group.
What's up, Don? Thanks for calling in.
Just bear with me a minute. I just wanted to present what I understand about this case. Zimmerman is in Neighborhood Watch. He doesn't have any kind of distinguishing clothes on. He's driving a car that's unmarked. He has no jurisdiction whatsoever, and he's carrying a licensed weapon. He sees a guy, he mistakenly thinks he's a suspect. He calls it in. They ask him to give him a description. The kid, he gets scared, starts running. He says he's running. He starts chasing him. The cops tell him stop chasing him. He somehow gets into altercation with the kid and doesn't identify himself in any way as Neighborhood Watch, police, or anything. He has no jurisdiction, so he stops the kid, asks him all kinds of questions. They get in the argument. They start wrestling around. He ends up dead. From what I understand, the minute you stop somebody, if you have jurisdiction as a police officer, that's the point of a arrest, because I've kept you from freely going about your business.
Mm.
He had no notice.
No, you actually have to be placed under arrest and say you are under arrest.
No.
Just stopping you is not arrest.
If you don't have probable cause, I can sue you because you have arrested me at that point and kept me from moving on about my business. If you don't have probable cause, you can't stop me from doing what I'm doing in America. The other part about it is he didn't identify himself to him. So it's all his actions and his mistakes because the police told him, don't do that. When you become Neighborhood Watch, they tell you to call the police and let them handle it, all of which he did not do. He started chasing after the guy, the kid. The kid is in the bed, shot with his weapon. He has no jurisdiction. Got
all
himself
right.
in a situation that he couldn't handle, and someone ended up dead. It's all it's all his ass, because at the onset, Trayvon Martin is running away.
Well,
at that point, he's trying to get away from him.
But
so if he doesn't keep going and keep pursuit up, there would be no altercation.
So, number one, apparently, is where we are, right? I've done all my addition correctly. Immigration reform is the number one item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show, and we'll finish off the hour with that in just a moment.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen, and yes, we're at number one on this week's countdown, immigration reform. Here's host Greg Knapp talking about the reasons he thinks the gang of eight bill has to be killed in the House.
If this unbelievably, deeply flawed bill becomes law, this could be the tipping point for America. I mean, really. And it has nothing to do with the people who say, oh, you hate immigrants, or oh, you hate brown people, or oh, all the things they try to throw at you so that you will shut up. Here's what it has to do with. The rule of law and the idea of what America is. The rule of law that says when you come to this country, you need to do so legally. You come here legally, wait in line, do what we ask you to do, and we welcome you with open arms and we wish you nothing but the best. And we hope that your story will be like the story of our ancestors and that you will melt into the fabric of this great country. And that every generation from you forward will be more successful than the one behind it. God bless America. That's awesome. But that's part of the American idea, is that you do come legally and abide by our laws the moment you get here. And that you learn about what America is. And America is an idea. America is the idea that the people can govern themselves. America is the idea that we do have natural rights that were endowed by our Creator upon us. America is the idea that no man has the right to take those rights away from you. No man, no government, no king, no president, no emperor, no oligarchy of nine justices on the Supreme Court, or even five in a 5-4 decision. No one, no thing, no entity, no group can take away these natural rights endowed upon you by your Creator. And in America's the idea that government should be as limited as possible, that it should only do what you can't do by yourself. That it should only do at the federal level what is enumerated in the Constitution.
as the federal powers. That it should only do at the state level what is enumerated under the state constitution. That it should only be at the local level what is enumerated in their laws. That's the idea. The idea of a representative republic. That's the idea. And unfortunately, you put through a flawed illegal immigration amnesty plan like this, and you've shattered all of that.
Taco's Simon Conway here with Bob Dane from FAIR, the group that's interested in immigration reform. They talk about House Republicans' closed-door meeting this week, trying to plan for their own immigration bill.
Big meeting of the House Republicans. Have we heard anything from behind the hallowed walls of the Capitol?
Yes, we have. We got ourselves in there. The House Republicans, yeah, they had a leadership conference to figure out what they want to do next on immigration, given that the Senate bill is on the doorstep. They're facing that bill. They know the voters don't want it, so they meant to sort of chart their own course. Here's what we know.
Mm-hmm.
Good news is that Boehner says he won't consider the Senate Gang of Eight bill categorically. That's not going to happen. He's not going to swallow it whole.
Okay.
Bad news is that Speaker Boehner seems to have, this is disturbing and a bit of a surprise, he seemed to have upped the ante. He has interjected an urgency to do something, even though what that something is isn't quite clear, and he didn't rule out amnesty either. Look, you know, doing something for the sake of looking busy, there's no question that's what Washington does best.
Mm-hmm.
It is, Simon, this is very alarming to me, because today no one in that meeting stood up and had a declaration of principles. No stated objective. No one stood up and said, what's the purpose of immigration?
Mm-hmm.
How is what we're going to do here over the next weeks or months going to help or hinder our national goals? How is this going to help or hurt the American worker? None of that. Damn it, you cannot fix or reform anything unless you have an objective. And, Simon, I can read the writing on the wall here.
Mm-hmm.
Boehner is going to simply slap together a few bills to appease his business interest.
Yep.
And to appease the Republican strategy that strategists who are believing that immigration reform is going to help them win Hispanics. He's left the door open also to go to conference.
Yeah, I mean, that whole Republican thing, hey, you know, the Hispanic community is going to hate us if we don't do this. Even if that were to be true, which I dispute from here to next year, but even if that were to be true, what a terrible, terrible reason to try and enact any kind of law.
Immigration reform is the most talked about item this week. The topics on the Talk Radio Review move along. Let's go to back to number 10, recapping this for you. The Aaron Hernandez case is 10. Boston bombing suspect and Whitey Bulger, both trials taking place in Boston, number 9. Number 8, the NSA surveillance situation. Number 7, Elliot Spitzer's return to politics. Student loan rate legislation, number 6. Obamacare is 5. Egypt, number 4. The airplane crash in San Francisco, number 3. The Zimmerman trial, number 2. And immigration reform, number 1, this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.